ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ओके, टुडे वि आर् स्टार्टिङ्ग् दि सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् आफ् पञ्चदशी. And before going, I just want to remind you a few things. Panchadashi is a text consisting of 15 chapters. Panchadasha adhyayaha. Therefore, the very book is called Panchadashi. And like in Bhagavad Gita, Panchadashi also divided into three parts, Bhagatrayam, and each part consisting of 5 chapters. There 6, here 5. Okay. But the Shatkam is Panchakam. And Prathama Panchakam, Madhyama Panchakam, Charma Panchakam. And the first Panchakam, consisting of 5 chapters, and each, the final word, the last word, is Viveka. Therefore, it's called Viveka Panchakam. The first Panchakam, consisting of 5 chapters, is called Viveka Panchakam, because the word Viveka is there. So here, we have Tattva Vivekaha, Mahabhuta Vivekaha, Panchabhuta Vivekaha. Like that, each chapter, each heading ends with the word Viveka. Therefore, the first Panchakam, Pratha Panchakam, is called Viveka Prakaranam. Viveka Panchakam. And the second Madhyama Panchakam, each chapter ends with the word Deepa. Therefore, it's called Deepa Panchakam. And finally, the Charma Panchakam, each chapter ends, the heading ends with the word Ananda, is called Ananda Panchakam. So we have 3 Panchakani, Trini Panchakani. 3 parts consist, each part consisting of 5 chapters. Known as Viveka Panchakam, Deepa Panchakam, Ananda Panchakam. So, Viveka Panchakam, Deepa Panchakam, Ananda Panchakam, 3 Panchakani, Panchakatrayam, a set of 3 parts, and each part consisting of 5 chapters together, constitute 15 chapters, we have 3 Panchakatrayam, a set, 3 parts, as known as Viveka Panchakam, Deepa Panchakam and Ananda Panchakam. Now we are seeing the Viveka Panchakam. The Viveka Panchakam, we have 5 chapters. And the first Viveka is over. We are going into the second Viveka. Isn't it? So first we have Tattva Viveka. We had the Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. The chapter discussing the discriminating knowledge of the truth. Tattva Viveka Prakaranam. Now, Tattva Vivekaha was the topic of the first chapter. Vivekaha, actually, even though it's called discriminative knowledge, attained through the proper analysis, is called Tattva Vivekaha, formed the content of the first chapter. Now, second chapter has Mahabhuta Vivekaha. So Mahabhuta Viveka Prakaranam means the chapter discussing, presenting the analysis of the 5 elements. So Mahabhuta Viveka Prakaranam, you can say Mahabhuta Vivekaha is the Mahabhuta Vivekaha analysis of the 5 elements. is the subject matter of the second chapter. Okay. Now here, before entering into the actual lesson, we have to understand a few things. Mahabhutam means what? Mahabhutam means literally the word bhutam means being. Anything which has come into existence is called bhutam. Thonriyadu. Literally, the word bhutam means a participle of the root bhu. Bhutam means anything which has come into existence, even existent, a being is called bhutam. When you say mahabhutam, a great being means what? Actually, an element. So we have pancha mahabhutani. We have five elements. And here, mahabhuta vivekaha, analysis of these five elements forms the subject matter of the second chapter. It is known as Mahabhuta Viveka Prakranam. So what he says, by clearly, elaborately inquiring into the elements, analyzing the elements, in this chapter, Vidyaranya Swami helps us arrive at the reality Brahma. So what do we analyze the elements for? Are we really, anyway, analysis means inquiring into, inquiry. By inquiring into anything, we'll arrive at the, we have the knowledge of the, that only. So pancha mahabhuta viveka, analysis of the five elements should give us the knowledge of the five elements. So inquiry into the nature of the five elements should give us the knowledge of the five elements. But actually here, we are not interested in the knowledge of the elements, but the pancha bhuta viveka vichara is done here. Five elements are analyzed elaborately, clearly inquired into, ultimately to arrive at the Brahman, the absolute reality of the elements. Truth of the elements. Therefore, we can say, Pancha Mahabhuta Viveka Dwara Parabrahma Pratipadakam, revealing, bringing the absolute reality into light through the analysis of the elements forms the subject matter of this chapter. And if we ask, does Vidyaranya Swami present his own teaching? No. Any Prakarana Grantha, any author writing any Prakarana Grantha, only presents the teaching clearly, but the teaching is not his own teaching. The teaching is always extracted from, taken from, the reproduced from the original text Upanishads only. Then what is the source of the knowledge revealed here in this chapter? Upanishads. And if you ask what is that Upanishad specifically, you know, actually taken for help, to present the teaching here. We ask Vidyaranya Swami absolutely, totally, totally is dependent on the Sama Vediya Upanishad, the Chandogya Upanishad. In fact, by studying the second chapter of Panchadashi, you will have better thorough understanding of sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. What is, you see, this is the beauty. By studying the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, even if you have not got any clarity, and Vidyaranya Swami beautifully brought the teaching of the sixth chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad and presented here as the analysis of the elements. So analysis of the elements is done for what? Elements are analyzed for revealing the absolute reality Brahma. So we can say what the Vidyayana Swami presents this teaching, taking Samavedya Upanishad. The Upanishad belong to Samaveda, the Chandogya Upanishad presents the teaching. And in Chandogya Upanishad, there are 8 chapters. And the first 5 chapters discuss only the preparatory disciplines of Upasanam. Only the last 3 chapters, 6th, 7th and 8th, they discuss the Vedanta. Even there, the 8th chapter, a lot of Upasanas come, and which we are doing already. Only the 6th and 7th, we present the teaching. Anyway, that is not our content. I wanted to tell you that 8 chapters in Chandogya Upanishad. And the 6th chapter is the important of the whole of Chandogya Upanishad, wherein the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is repeated 9 times. And not only that, the most important there, the Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter also discusses the Srishtihi, creation. And there, one important statement is there, Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Yekameva Dvitiyam. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Yekameva Dvitiyam. Why I'm repeating this twice now? I'm going to repeat again. This sentence is the source for teaching, for the teaching presented in the whole of 2nd chapter of Panchadashi. The Mahabhuta analysis, Mahabhuta Vivekaha, analysis of the 5 elements is done not to reveal Brahman based on the statement of the Chandogya Upanishad obtaining in the 6th chapter. And the 6th chapter is called what? Sadvidyadhyayaha. There Brahman is presented as what now? Pure existence. And therefore, and here the absolute reality is implied by the word Sat there. Sat. And the Sat is the Brahman. Sat is, reality is presented as the Sat. Therefore, it is called Sadvidya. Sadvidya is subject matter of the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishads. And Vidyarana Swami takes that exact word Sat here. So, in that 6th chapter, 2nd section, we have this first mantra comes. 2nd section, first mantra. What is that mantra? Sadeva Saumya Idam Agre Asit Yekam Eva Advitiyam. I'm repeating it. Those who are not studying Chandogyam have to underline it and then make it, write it. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. Yekameva Advitiyam. Yekam Eva Advitiyam Sat Asit. Sad Yekam Eva Advitiyam Asit. You mean that before the creation of this universe, there is only secondless, non-dual reality, Brahman. And what is the word used to mean Brahman? Sat. Sat alone, only secondless, non-dual reality, Sat, was there before this universe came into existence. This is the meaning of a simple sentence. I'm not going to see the meaning now. I'm just telling you the sentence. And taking this sentence as a source, and Vidyarana Swami presents the Mahabhuta Viveka, analysis of the elements. Okay, and now let us read the actual verse now. Look at it. That's why Dvitiyaha Adhyayaha Dvitiyodhyayaha Mahabhuta Vivekaha. Mahabhuta Vivekaha. Now to see the first verse. Sadad, the very auspicious beginning. Beginning with the word Sat itself is what? Auspicious. Sadadvaitam Shrutam Yattate. Sadadvaitam Shrutam Yattate. Sadadvaitam Shrutam Yattate. Sadadvaitam Shrutam Yattate. Panchabhutavivekatah. 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 Bodhum shakyam tato. Bodhum shakyam tato. Bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. Bodhum shakyam Shakyam tato bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. Bodhum shakyam tato bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. Bodhum shakyam tato bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. Sadadvaitam shrutam yattat. Panchabhuta vivekataha bodhum shakyam tato bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. For the sake of chanting, if you break the word bhuta, I am speaking wrong breaking. That's why I didn't want to do that. Let me read the full thing. Sadadvaitam srutam yattat. Panchabhuta vivekatah bodhum shakyam tato bhuta panchakam pravivichyate. So he now what he says, sad sad advaitam. First take that sad sadadvaitam. Sadadvaitam, if you take, you have to break that sentence. Sat plus advaitam, sadadvaitam. The takara becomes dakara. Okay? Because sandhi. Sat advaitam, sadadvaitam. What is sat here? Sat is absolute reality, Brahman. And what is that absolute reality? The beginningless, endless, changeless, only independent reality, the existence. Pure existence is Sat. And that Sat is what? Absolute reality, Brahma. And that Brahman, the Sat, the existence, what is it? Advaitam, non-dual. Existence is non-dual. Existence is secondless. When you say existence is secondless, advitiyam, there's nothing other than existence is. When you say sat is non-dual, there is no second parallel, there's no reality which is parallel to existence. Which means existence is the only reality. That's the meaning. Sat Advaitam. So this absolute reality, Brahman, is the Sat existence of the Advaitam Shrutam. Shrutam means what? Has been heard. So what he says, has been heard means this absolute reality, Brahman, as Sat, has been unfolded, has been revealed and heard from the Chandogya Upanishad. Shruta means heard. It has been heard from the Chandogya Upanishad. We have to understand that. Shruta heard. The Tat, And that absolute reality, Brahman, unfolded, understood from the Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter as Sat. In the sentence, Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit Ekame Vadvitiyam, that same Brahman, Sat Tat, you are now, Bodhum Shakyam. Bodhum, Shakya means possible. Bodhum means to know. It is possible to know. It is Shakya means mudiyum. It is possible to know, recognize, arrive at, understand. Bodhum, infinitive, to know. Bodhum, to know. Bodhum Shakyam, Arivadarku Mudiyam. It is possible to know, discover, understand what? Sad, Advaitam Sat. It is possible to understand or arrive at the absolute non-dual reality, Brahman, the Sat, which has been heard and unfolded in the Chandogya Upanishad. How is it possible to know? Bhuta pancha bhuta vivekataha. Vivekataha means what? Vivekena. Pancha bhuta vivekataha means pancha bhuta vivekena. Through the analysis of the elements. Through the analysis of the five elements, Panchabhuta Viveka Dwara, through the analysis of the five elements, it is possible to understand the absolute reality, Sad Brahma, unfolded or revealed in the Chandogya Upanishad. Heard from Chandogya Upanishad. Therefore, what? Therefore, Tataha. Tataha means therefore. Hence. Bhuta Panchakam. Bhuta Panchakam means what? Pancha Bhutani. The set of these five elements. Bhuta Panchakam means set of five elements. All these five elements. What are they? Akashaha, Vayuhu, Agnihi, Apaha, Prithivi. All these five elements. Pravivichyate. Pravivichyate means all these five elements are elaborately, clearly, thoroughly analyzed or inquired into. Prakarshena vivichyate. Vivichyate means pahut ariyappadugirathu. They are thoroughly analyzed and inquired into. What are thoroughly inquired into? Panchabhutani. Five elements are thoroughly analyzed or inquired into. For what? For the purpose of understanding Brahman. Why? It is possible to understand Brahman, the Sat, through the analysis of the five elements. Therefore, it is analyzed. Simple sentence. Kindergarten verse. So now, in his first verse, Vidyaranya Swami introduces the teaching. Introduces the very chapter is introduced. He himself introduces. We don't need to break our head. What is he going to teach? He introduces the teaching. He says, in this following chapter, in the second chapter, What is going to be done? Bhuta Panchakam Pravivichyate. The set of five elements, or I can say five elements, are thoroughly, pra means thoroughly analyzed or inquired into. Why they inquired into? Because Sad Advaitam. Yatri Sadadvaitam Srutam, that absolute reality Brahman as Sat In Advidya Adhyaya, 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, which has been heard, that reality, what now, through the analysis of five elements, can be arrived at. It is possible to understand. It is possible to understand the absolute reality which has been heard in Chandogya Upanishad through the analysis of the five elements. For that purpose, you know, elements are analyzed. Sadadvaitam Srutam Yattat Panchabhuta Vivekatah Bodhum Shakyam Tato Bhuta Panchakam Pravivichyate. This is the Prohader now. Panchabhuta Vivekatah Yat Sad Advaitam Srutam Tat Bodhum Shakyam Tataha Pancha Bhuta Panchakam Atra Pravivichyate. Simple. Pravivichyate is a simple passive verb. Pravivichyate. Pravivinakti is the verb. Pravivichyate means is analyzed. A set of five elements is thoroughly analyzed. What Pancha Bhutani Pravivichyante. Bhutani Pravivichyante. Bhuta Panchakam Pravivichyate. It's a singular. Now here he begins the next verse, he begins the analysis. Amma, would you please close the door, Amma? Now in second verse, he begins analysis. Shabda Sparsho Rupa Raso. Shabda Sparsho Rupa Raso. Gandho Bhuta Gunahime. Gandho Bhuta Gunahime. Eka Dvi Tri Chatuf Pancha. Eka Dvi Tri Chatuf Pancha Guna. Vyoma Deshuk Kramat. I'll repeat it. Shabdasparsho, Ruparaso, Gandho Bhuta Gunahime, Gandho Bhuta Gunahime. Eka Dvi Tri Ek, ek, dvi, tri, chatuf, panchaguna. Ek, dvi, tri, chatuf, panchaguna. Ek, dvi, tri, chatuf, panchaguna. Vyomadishukramat. Vyomadishukramat. Shabdasparshau ruparasau gandho bhuta ganahime eka dvi tri chatuf pancha guna vyomadishukramat. Now he's talking, he's slowly, he begins analyzing the elements. And in the very beginning of the analysis, he mentions, Dhyana Swami mentions the attributes of the elements. Shabdaha, Sparshaha, together Shabda Sparshau, like Balaha, Balau. Here Shabda Sparshau, why dual? Two. Shabdaha, Sparshaha, Shabdasparshau. Then Rupam Rasaha Ruparasau. So Shabdasparshau Ruparasau, four. Shabdaha sound, Sparshaha touch, Rupam form. When you say Rupam, you can make out what is a neuter gender, what is a masculine gender. What is a pullinga Shabdaha? What is a napumsakalinga Shabdaha? You have to make out. Shabdaha, pulling a shabda. Sparshaha, masculine. Rupam, neuter. Then rasaha, again masculine. Gandhaha, masculine. Now four words are in masculine gender. Shabdaha, sparshaha, rupam, rasaha, gandhaha. Rupam is the only word in neuter gender. Now, shabdaha, sound, sparshaha, touch, rupam, form, rasaha, taste, gandhaha, smell. And what are they? These five, bhuta gunaha, ime bhuta gunaha. In fact, for learning Sanskrit language, is the best way of learning. Bhuta gunaha ke. What are the five gunas of the elements? Bhuta nam gunaha ke. The question is asked, ime. A, ke, what, which are the gunas, attributes of the gunas of the attributes of the elements? Ime. Ime means what? Yete. These. These five are, ime means these. Yete. The pronoun. Ime. Ete. Ime. Ete. These. Bhuta gunaha. These are the five attributes of the five elements. Respectively, you have to add. Why? Shabdaha, sound, sparshaha, touch, rupam, form, rasaha, taste, gandaha, smell. When you say in rasaha, instead of saying as one, you make it a dual. Shabda sparshau, rupa rasau, gandho. Bhuta gunaha ime. So, shabdaha, sparshaha, rupam, rasaha, gandaha, ime pancha gunaha, bhuta gunaha. They are attributes of the elements. In fact, the word attribute is not equivalent. I'm just using the word attribute. Okay. We can say properties. These are the five properties of the elements. Why properties? They're inseparable. Okay. Intrinsic properties of the elements. Okay. Now he says, so Shabdaha is the guna of the Akasha, space. See, Vidyayana Swami assumes you already know all these things. So he does not elaborate. But I am telling you, like kindergarten children, okay. Akashasya gunaha shabdaha. I'm watching Sanskritam. Akashasya gunaha shabdaha. The property of the space is sound. Then sparshaha. Vayoho gunaha sparshaha. I mean akashasya, but vayoho. Why? Ukaranta shabda. Vayoho gunaha sparshaha. The property of the air is touch. Then rupam. Now agnehe. Akashasya vayoho agnehe. Agni is ikaranta shabda. Therefore agnehe. Agnehe gunaha ras rupam. So the property of the fire is form. Bear with me today, kindergarten class only. Okay. I'm not repeating because Panchadeshi I'm doing. Whatever Vidyarani Swami is saying, I am saying. You have to listen to me today. Then Gandha Rasaha Jalasya. Jalasya Gunaha Rasaha. So property of the water element is taste. Then Gandhaha. Smell. Prithivyaha. See now. Akashasya vayoho agnehe jalasya prithivyaha. Prithivyaha gunaha gandhaha. the property, intrinsic property of the earth element is smell. Evam, in this manner, ime bhutanam gunaha. These are the gunas at properties of the elements. Okay. Now he says, all these gunas are what now? Each element, grosser the element, more each element, apart from its own property, it also enjoys the borrowed property of the other element. Each element has its own property. Along with its own property, original property, it also has the borrowed property of the other elements. So, grosser the element, more properties it has. Therefore, here he says, Yeka, Dvi, Tri, Chatuf, Pancha Gunaha, Vyoma Dishukramat. Now he says, Vyoma Adi means, Vyoma means Akashaha. Vyoman means Vyoma, means Akashaha. Now we are learning synonyms also. Akashaha, space. Vyoma is a synonym of the word space, Akasha. So Vyoma Adishu means what? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Up or Jalam, Prithvi. These five are Vyoma Adishu means in beginning from the beginning from the space, in all the five elements, Kramat. Kramat means what? Sequentially. Okay? Kramat. In correspondingly, in all the five elements, beginning from space, now there are properties. How? Yes. Vyomadishu means what? In the vyoman, vyomni, akashe yekaha gunaha. Akashe yekaha gunaha. The space has only one property. Space being the first and the foremost and the subtlest of the elements. Space has only one property. Space is always in Tattva Bodha. You learn the Shabda Gunakaha Akashaha. Shabda Gunakaha Akashaha means space has only one property. Because once you learn today, you never have any doubt. How many properties does space have? Only one. So, Shabda Gunakaha, Yekaha Gunaha, Akashe. Akashaha, Shabda, Yeka, Shabda Gunakaha. Only one property called sound is there in space. Okay. Now, because I use word Kramat. The Kramat means corresponding. Now, say, Dvi. Now, what is next to Akasha? Vyoma Adi, he said. Next to Akasha is Vayu. So, Vayu, Dvi, mean what now? Two. Dvi Gunau, Dvau Gunau. So, Akashaha, Vayuhu Gunadvayavan. Vayu has Dvau Gunau Vayu Staha. The air element has its own property of touch, and along with the property of touch, it also has the property of the space. Your air element has what? Touch and sound. Then, three. Ekam, dvi, three. Three means three. So, now, in the list of the elements also, what is the third element? What is the third? Fire. Therefore, agnau, three. Agnau, trayaha gunaha bhavanti. Vayo, dvau gunau bhavataha. Akashe, yekaha gunaha asti. Vayo, dvau gunau staha. Now, we can say, agnau, trayaha gunaha bhavanti or santi. In agni, in fire, there are three gunas. What are they? Its own guna. What agni is guna? Agnehe Gunaha Rupam. Agni has its own property called form. Along with its own property of form, fire element also has the properties of, borrowed properties of space and the air, your sound, smell, sorry, sound, touch and form. Three gunas. Three means three only. English three. Then chatuh pancha guna. Chatuh. Then what next element? Now the fire, water comes. So jalam. Jalasya or jale chatvaraha gunaha bhavanti. Jale chatvaraha gunaha bhavanti means what? Water has four properties. Why? Because water has its own property of taste. Along with its own property of taste, water also has borrowed properties of other three elements. So water has taste, sound, touch and form. What doesn't have? Water does not have smell. We can make it stink, okay? Not pure water will not stink. You put something else, it will stink. Because earth has to join. Only this stink will be there. The water by itself has only four properties. Its own property is taste. So without the water, you can never have something called taste. That is why when the tongue becomes very dry, you put the dry tongue, you cannot taste anything. Imagine there's something called saliva is not there. It will be like what? Imagine if there's no saliva on the pot, on the tongue. No, tongue is very dry. Water, you put like a placing any idli on the top of your piece of rock. No taste will be there. Therefore, very important water. Therefore, water has its own guna of taste. Along with its own property of taste, it has the borrowed property of other elements. So water has sound, water has the sound, water has touch, water has form, water has its own property of taste also. But chatu means what? Chatvaraha. Chatu means four. Chatvaraha. So jale chatvaraha gunaha bhavanti. Akashe ekaha shabda gunaha bhavati. Vayo shabdaha satasparshaha cha dvau gunaustaha. Then agnau trayaha gunaha shabdaha sparshaha and rupam. Then jale shabdaha sparshaha rupam rasaha chatvaraha gunaha. Now finally pancha five. Where pancha gunaha? Finally prithivyam. Prithivyam pancha gunaha bhavanti. Why? Prithivi has its own property gunaha called smell, gandaha. Ganda is only on the part of the prithivi. And along with its own property of ganda smell, prithivi has also what? Borrowed properties of other elements. Prithivi has sound, prithivi has touch, prithivi has form, prithivi has taste, prithivi has smell also. Therefore, earth element has all the five properties, borrowed properties of other four elements, its own property of smell, totally five pancha gunaha. So he doesn't want to elaborate. So he makes it very simple. Eka dvitti chatuf pancha gunaha vyomadishu kramat. Kramat means what? In keeping with the order of the elements, beginning from the space, there each guna has what? Along each element, along with its own original property, also borrowed property of the preceding the element. Therefore, the more properties are there, grosser the element. Our Akasha is the subtlest of the elements. Why? Because only one gunaha. Ekaha gunaha. Only sound. Then Vayu is relatively grosser. Why? Because two gunas. Now Agni is much grosser than the air. Agni has three gunas, and water is grosser than fire because water has four gunas, and the grossest of all the elements is earth because it has five properties, five gunas, and that is what is said here as Vyoma Adishu. Vyoma Adishu means Akasham Mudaliyavegalil. Beginning from in all these five elements, Kramat, no, in the order. So the number of properties in keeping with the order of the elements are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in these properties. Now what do you understood? We know five elements. We know how each element has its own property. And in keeping with the order, and the one element has all the five properties. One has four, one has three, one has two, one has one. We also know the properties found in all the elements. Okay, this is the first thing. Pratidhvanirviyachabdo vayau bisiti shabdanam. Vayau bisiti shabdanam anushnashita samsparshah. Anushnashita samsparshah vannau bhugu bhugu dhvanihi. Very interesting. Vidyayana is very practical. Huh? Whatever you can say, bhugu bhugu, how the sounds he says, is explain now. See what has been said here, we can teach even Anuj, okay? Anuj will say, come on, boring. I know all the things he will say and go. But he is going to teach like us. Pratidhvanirviyachabdo vayau bisiti shabdanam. Vayau bisiti shabdanam anushnashita samsparshah. Anushnashita samsparshah vannau bhugu bhugu dhvanihi. Vannau bhugu bhugu dhvanihi pratidhvanirviyachabdah vayau bisiti shabdanam anushnashita samsparshah vannau bhugu bhugudhvanihi. Ushna sparsha prabhar. Let us see all next of 6 verse also. Until 6 we'll read. Ushna sparsha prabharupam. Ushna sparsha. Ushna sparsha prabharupam. Jale bulubuludhvanihi. Jale bulubuludhvanihi. Sheetasparsha shuklarupam. Sheetasparsha shuklarupam. Raso madhurya meeritaha. Raso madhurya meeritaha. Ushnasparsha prabharupam. Ushna sparsha prabharupam jale bulubulu dhvanihi. Bugu bugu na bulubulu. Jale bulubulu dhvanihi. And they won't feel bored when reading this chapter. Konja you relax. Sheeta sparsha shukla rupam raso madhurya meeritaha. Raso madhurya meeritaha. Bhumo kadakada shabdaha. Tamilian, okay? I wish he's a Tamil. I think he must have been. Bhumo kadakada shabdaha. Bhumo kadakada shabdaha. Kathinyam sparsha ishyate. Kathinyam sparsha ishyate. Neeladikam chitra rupam. Neeladikam chitra rupam. Madhuramladiko rasaha. Madhuramladiko rasaha. See, really thorough analysis of elements. Even if you miss Chandogya Upanishad, here he makes it like a sort of kindergarten lesson and he's going to take us to Chandogya. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. This is how we need teaching. That is why always Prakana Grantha is good to understudy before we enter into Thai Upanishad also. There you don't find much because all it is like really, you know, real analysis. That's what pravivichyate. Okay, now see in all these three verses, okay, third, fourth, fifth, also sixth, also I had to read. Subhita rangadvo ragandho, subhita ragandho dvo. Guna samyag vivechitaha. Don't worry, I'll read again. Shrotram tvak chakshushi jihva granam chendriya panchakam. Okay, how do we say akashasya gunaha shabdaha? Because Vidyayana Swami says, Shastram says, do we accept it? Why should we accept that a sound is the intrinsic property of the space element? Akashasya gunaha shabdaha. Why should we accept? Not because somebody says, we ourselves experience this. How? Pratidvanihi viyat shabdaha. Pratidvanihi shabdaha viyat shabdaha. See, viyat shabdaha. Pratidvanihi means sound. Pratidvanihi means echo. Always when you can go out and if you scream in the space and you can hear echo, isn't it? All the echo comes. So pratidvanihi, another word for sound. Pratidvanihi means reflection of the sound, which is called echo. Pratidvanihi vyachabdaha. So because where does the echo happen? Echo happens only in this space. Because echo happens in the space, it is easy for us to make out the fact what? Shabdaha viyad gunaha. Sound is the intrinsic property of the space. The sound being the intrinsic property of the space is arrived at through the understanding, through the fact that echo happens only in space. You want to say the first, pratidvanihi vyachabdaha. Then, vayo bisiti shabdanam. Vayo bisiti shabdanam. Now, this vayuhu, air, what does the vayu do? Space is unmoving. Thank God, okay? Space is sthanuhu. Akashaha sthanuhu. Why? Sthanuhu is unmoving. Space is of the nature of unmoving. It doesn't move. Unmoving. and immobile also. We cannot, we can move everything within space. We cannot move the very space, isn't it? So space is achalaha also. Space is thanuhu, space is achalaha. Space is unmoving, space is immovable. And in this unmoving, immovable space alone, what does the Vayu do? Vayu keeps on moving. That is why Vayu is blowing. Vati iti Vayuhu na nilayati iti anilaha. Vayu has two names. It's called anilaha. Why? Because na nilayati. The air does not remain in one place. Therefore, what is named? Anilaha. Na nilayati iti anilayaha. Say anilaha. That na nilayati iti anilaha. It does not remain in one place. Therefore, air is called anilaha. Then what does it do? Then it does not remain in one place. It keeps moving. It also is blowing. Vati iti vayuhu. Vayu is called vayu because it's vati. That's why vata. What is vata now? Air goes and sits inside, it's vata. Bloats vata. Bulges. Vata means participle. Vati is a verb. Vayu is a noun. Vati iti vayuhu. Vadikkun solrama illaya adu vera. That is different. Vataha means vayu. Vayu is also called vataha. That which blows. When the vayu doesn't remain one place, it keeps moving within this unmoving space, vayu keeps moving. While moving also, what does the vayu make do? As it moves, vayu moves, it creates the shabda. Shabdanam. Shabdanam means it makes the sound. Movement of vayu within space causes the sound. And what sound? Bss. And bisiti means what now? Bss. It's called bisiti. And this is called what? Rustling sound. So vayu, when it moves within the space, it causes sound. What sound? Rustling sound. Anushna, anushna, ashita, samsparshaha. Anushna, ashita, samsparshaha. Anushna, not non-hot. Ashita, non-cold. Samsparshaha. And how does it feel? It feels non-hot, neither hot nor cold when you touch. Now, what does he say now? Akasha has sound that we make out through the echo, and even vayu also what now? May has this sound. What sound? Rustling sound. How do you understand? When it moves within this space, and not only that, but this vayu has no, it has neither cold touch or hot touch. And one now, bugu bugu dvanihi. And he moves on to vani fire. When the fire burns, there are also bugu bugu dvani. Or some sort of fire, or some sound comes when the fire also, yeah. Fire burns. When the fire with the flames, fire with the flames also what now makes some sort of a crackling sound. Bugu bugu. Bugu bugu dvanihi. Bugu bugu dvanihi means what now? You know translation for that, okay? When the fire has flames, the fire with the flames makes some different sound, bugu bugu dvani. And you can say crackling, pat. Sometimes, no, they can say, hear the terms, bugu bugu dvani. Now, Ushnasparshaprabharupam Jale. He wants to say how sound is in all the elements. Sound is in all the elements. He wants to say now. Ushnasparshaprabharupam Jale. Bulu bulu dvanihi. Okay. Now we have to go. One now bugu bugu dvanihi. So fire has dvani. First he says, Vayu has what? Vayu has sound and its own touch also. There's neither you what touch you have? Neither cold nor hot. Now one now bugu bugu dvanihi. Fire has bugu bugu, some sort of crackling sound. And fire has what? Ushna sparshaha. It has, it feels what? Hard to touch. Ushna sparshaha. Fire, we feel hot when you touch fire. Then prabharupam. Prabharupam means what now? It has the form of effulgence. Light, isn't it? Prabharupam. So, fire has sound, fire has touch, fire has form. Three gunas. Now fourth he goes. Next he goes. Jale in the water, bulu bulu dhanihi. And the water is flowing, bulu bulu dhanihi. Then shitas parshaha. And then water has what? When you touch, you feel cold, isn't it? You don't feel hot when you touch the water. Not the hot water, generally in water, when you touch, it is not hot. Called Sita Sparshaha. And then Shukla Rupam. And you see the water, how does it, clear water is what? Clear water said to be white in color. Not like a milk, okay. Clear water is supposed to be clarity, clear water, as a form, clear form. Then Rasaha, Madhuryam. Water has what? Madhuryam. It has a sweet taste. Water has sweet taste. Means not this ocean water. Okay. Water has a sweet taste. The original taste of the water is sweet. Sweet means not like sugar. Okay. Honey. The taste of the water is sweet. I do not say water has sweet taste. Taste, whatever taste of the water, it is said to be madhuryam, sweet, which means here he says in this water has four gunas. Bulu bulu dvanihi, shita sparshaha, shukla rupam, madhuryam, four. So water has what now? Four properties. Now, first he says, finally he says that what now? That water has some sort of a rippling sound. Then it's cold. When you touch it, you feel cold. And it is clear that water's clarity is said to be what now? White color. In fact, it's also the actual water has its own taste. Then, Bhoomau kada kada shabdaha. Bhoomau kada kada shabdaha. Kada kada shabdaha. Bhoomi has all the five gunas, properties. Bhoomau, earth has kadakada shabda, bulubulu shabda, bulubulu dvani. No? Like the bees in shabda. Like that now we have, in the Bhoomi, how do you say that earth has sound element? Kadakada shabda, some sort of a rattling sound. Earth has rattling sound. Then kaṭiṇyam sparśayiṣyate. When you touch the earth, how do you find it very soft? No. Kaṭiṇyam, hard. You feel the hardness when you touch the earth. Yeah, therefore it's hard, but touch also. Then and the earth has so many forms. All the colors you can find on the part of the earth. All the colors. So he says, Neela Adikam Chitra Rupam. And then This earth alone obtains in varieties of colors. Blue, etc. Chitra rupam. Multicolors. And all the taste also. What all taste? You know, sweetness, saltiness, no, sour taste, madura, amla, adimi, but all the sixfold tastes also were not now. You can, when you taste, no, earth has all the six tastes also. All the forms, all the colors, all the tastes, and hard touch. And it has what now? Some sort of a rattling sound. Therefore, rasaha, madhuramladika rasaha. What he wants to say is, earth has all the five properties. Okay. Let us read this and I'm going to stop class today. We'll continue next class. I have some small meeting now. Let us see this. Bhumau kadakada. Kindergarten today. Okay. Take it easy. Bhumau kadakada shabdaha kathinyam sparsha ishyate. What is the nature of the touch? The earth has kathinyam, hardness. You feel the heart when you touch the earth. It has the rattlings of kadakada shabda. Then all the colors, all the forms are what? Earth has all forms of colors. It's available for, therefore it says a form also. And it has all forms of all the taste also. Madura, sweet, amla, sour, etc. So all this taste. Therefore, earth element has all the five properties of all the five elements. That is why earth is the grossest of the elements. Okay. I'm stopping here. So we'll continue the next class. Somehow we started this chapter. Don't think I'm boring you. The text is like that. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Actually, morning, my 6 o'clock, I started Narayaniyam classes for specifically for some people. Just the chanting. You know, you will enjoy it. You want, anybody wants, you can enjoy it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Was it clear?
Yes, Swami.
Okay. I wanted to also pick up the language along with this. Now, it was much very, very simple verses, but still, also pick up the language also. Okay. But that's what, doctor?
Thank you, Swami.
Swamini, tomorrow,
you're
coming home.
Yes. After the Hatsfield, I'll request them to drop me in your house.
Yes.
So I'll be bringing.
Yeah. Okay, Swami.
Can you believe I'm given 15 minutes to talk on Hinduism?
Yes.
There's one Muslim man, one Christian father, all of them are talking. And so it's interfaith conference, and I think 15 minutes. Then afterward, there's a panel discussion. It will last for long. I have to answer the questions.
Yeah.
Only between 5 to 8 in the evening. Thank God, 5 o'clock. So my morning class will not affect. The Sai organization is organizing this.
So you will finish by 8 also?
Yeah. No, I'm morning, I'm having my class. I'll be regular class I'm doing in the morning.
Yeah.
Afternoon, I'm coming. So.
Okay, sir.